And what's your wife's age?
What's her age?
Yeah.
She's 73.
Okay, and she's also Presbyterian?
She's Presbyterian.
How about her formal education?
She graduated at Cleveland High School. She went to school at Cold Spring Elementary School, and she went to high school at Cleveland, Virginia. They had a high school there. And then she went to the State Normal at Johnson City for a couple of years, finished up her education there. I wouldn't let her go to school too long after. I married her when she was 20 years old, and I had to marry her before she got 21, and see, before she got to be her own boss.
That's good. Has she belonged to any clubs or organizations? I should have asked you the same thing about yourself. Did you belong to any clubs or organizations?
Well, that's a long story. Oh, yeah, if you want to hear it all, I've been
sure.
In 30, I'd been, before that, I'd been president of our telephone company, and I was a deputy sheriff under my cousin Joe, who was one of our best sheriffs over the county here. I was a deputy sheriff under him for several years, and in 1930, I was elected master for this district, master of Sullivan County. And I served in that capacity for 39 years as a master representing this district. During that time, where I was chairman of the, I was on the first AAA program that came out under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We had a three-member committee then, the county committee. I was on that committee for a number of years, as long as that lasted almost. And then I was chairman of the Soil Erosion Control Association. That's when the soil erosion came out, and we had a Mr. who was our present county agent now.
Yeah,
was,
I met him.
Yeah, he's the one. He was, when he first came to this county, well, he was in the soil erosion, and he was head of the Soil Erosion Control Association. And I was chairman of that committee then, about as long as it lasted. And Mr. then went out of the Soil Erosion Control Association and became our county agent. Mm-hmm. He's been our county agent then ever since. I don't know, I was looking in my record over there a while ago. I see, I thought I'd tell Mac if he came out, but he didn't come. I looked in the old account book and it said November the 21st, 1940. That's almost 31 years ago, and two state men came out here to map our farm. I don't know how long Max been with us. I just he's been here with us a long time. He's really been a good one there.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's almost 31 years ago. He and these state men came out here to map the farm. See, we had to map the farm and lay it off.
When you were the magistrate, that wasn't a full-time, you were still mainly a full-time farmer, though.
Full-time farmer, yeah. We just had the court, you see, every quarter, county court, when his magistrate went to county court every quarter. And sometimes we'd have an adjourned meeting. If we didn't have something come up and we didn't get through on the regular session, we'd have an adjourned meeting of county court. Then a magistrate's duties were to try all cases, civil or criminal, that came before you in the district or in the county, anything that